Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both locally and nationally. I mean, this Friday news dump of Marissa Gillette resigning from the head of Pura was fascinating news and sort of what's behind it. And I really think Ed Mahoney and the Current had a lot to do with getting information out there. If they don't make the FOIA request, I mean, who knows? I mean, legislators have a lot of other things to do. Who's to think that they would have stayed on top of that? So I think that even in its diluted form, good journalism makes a difference. I'm not cheerleading for her exit. I'm just saying that it seemed to make a difference. And one of the voices who was pretty loud about the whole Pura debacle, really, was Vince Candelora, minority leader here in Connecticut, and joins us now on Brian and Company. Vince, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Do you think Mahoney's stuff influenced things?
Yeah, I mean, he was a dog with a bone, and I think he recognized Connecticut had a problem and you know, didn't give up on getting the information that the public had a right to know.
So I don't know if you can sort of reduce it. I mean, what ended up happening in the end? I mean, it was obvious to me, and I even put it to Lamont, that the coordination on the editorial, I mean, I felt like I was being insulted because it seemed so obvious, but she seemed to survive even that. So, like, just to our general audience who hasn't been following the story, can you just explain to us how this came to pass that now she's out?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, Pura oversees all the rate cases for Connecticut for electricity, gas, and water. And essentially, they're judges. You know, they need to be impartial. They need to be sort of removed from politics. And there was evidence coming forward that potentially the chairwoman, you know, what was not impartial, had helped ghostwrite an op-ed piece that was kind of bizarre, frankly. It was a little over the top and was very critical of utility companies. But to me, it rose to the level of like a tinfoil hat type of analysis. There were accusations that she wrote it. She denied it. And then there was some complaints about the other commissioners because they serve as a body of five, but there was only three members on the commission. And she was withholding staff from them and sort of taking a power grab and making decisions on her own without it being a full panel.
Why would she do that, by the way? What's the motivation for that? I don't understand how this certain actors behave. What's to gain from that?
Well, frankly, I really think the governor's office and the governor himself did her a disservice because they really liked her a lot. When I talked to people, everyone would say how smart she was, which, no question, very bright individual. And the governor would often say, I don't want to appoint more members on the board because I don't want to dilute her power. But the reality was her power is supposed to be diluted. You're supposed to be a panel, not one person arbitrating everything. And that's what the governor kind of pushed for behind the scenes. And she took up that mantle and ran with it. And I don't know how strong of a directive she was getting to do it, but clearly the governor supported it. He would not appoint the other two members on the board because, as he said, he didn't want to dilute her power. But you don't have that option. The law is the law. So I just think everybody around her did not help her. Yeah. You know, the chair people of the energy committee were having conversations with her, and they appeared to collude on this op-ed piece. That's not, you know, you don't use your judge or your arbiter that way. You keep your distance. So I just think people sort of helped bring her demise about. And I think when they started getting those FOI requests and realizing, yeah, maybe we did do something wrong, they seem to be trying to cover it up rather than just come out and say, I screwed up.
Yeah, I feel like maybe if there was a mea culpa early on, that maybe it would have been a different result. We're talking with Vince Candelora, minority leader here on Brian and Company. Okay, just briefly, you know, procedurally, like what happens next? So then are they going to, I hear now people don't want to be on PURA.
Yeah, I know the governor's had trouble trying to get people appointed, but he needs to appoint. There's only one person now serving. And I don't believe they could, well, until October, because her resignation is effective October, but he'll only have one person serving. You need at least three members on that board. But the law really says five. And the governor's been in violation of that law for 6 years, short of somebody bringing, you know, a mandamus action against him in court and forcing him to make the appointments. I don't know how to get this governor to appreciate how you have to obey the law. So for me, it's been very frustrating. That's what I have focused on. Governor, you need to make your appointments, especially because of what I was seeing from the chairwoman. And my sights were more on that, trying to get a full complement. We were making reforms in the legislature to sort of fix some, in our opinion, were the abuses of the chairwoman. So I thought going forward, you know, she could survive under the new structure. But obviously this lawsuit just became too much.
Well, I mean, for me, from where I sit, I mean, I thought she'd be more popular. She's trying to go after the utilities, even though we've learned, and Mahoney was very clear about this, like her influence on the bill is minimal. I mean, the public benefits charge is important, but it's not, it still doesn't have to do with transmission and production. So it's still not the bulk of the cost. But I do respect, this is not personal, but the fact that you were saying, like, if she wasn't truthful in testimony, like, that stuff needs to be protected. People need to go in front of the legislature and be honest. And the, to me, like, that's, like, one of the fundamental elements of the story that maybe is not talked about enough. Because if you're not being honest with what you're telling in testimony, that's a massive, massive problem for me.
Yeah, I mean, the speaker and I really share that philosophy. You know, we'll differ on a lot of things, but the one thing we both believe in is you have to protect the institution. You know, there's rules in place. When you go before the Executive Nominations Committee, you're sworn, you know, to tell the truth. And if there's some gray areas, you know, that's a problem. And so I had asked that we start an inquiry to look into it, and I think he was supportive of that. That may or may not have brought around, you know, her eventual resignation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I just think the whole thing has been a misstep for years. And I really, you know, I blame the governor that he just needs to fully compliment this commission and stop playing games with it. We have Michael Caron serving right now. He has not been reappointed. So he's serving under the will of the governor, which that's not good because he has his head on a swivel.
Yeah. We're talking with Vince Candelora here. I'm Brian, a company House Minority Leader. We don't have a ton of time, but I understand where you stand, and we've talked about on the show that you don't think the pension fund should be used for an investment in the Connecticut Sun. So we don't have to relitigate that point, but I'm curious, what do you think the odds are that they stay or go?
I don't think it's going to happen. I think the deal is too absurd, but the WNBA wants to move these teams into bigger markets ultimately. So I think if they get a deal, the Sun will stay maybe a couple of years, but eventually you're going to see them move to a bigger market. That's just where the WNBA wants to be.
Yeah, they want to put the WNBA teams in places where there are NBA teams. I mean, that's the model they want to follow. Real quick, like 30 seconds or a minute, special session, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And what beyond housing will be addressed?
So I think it will happen. I don't think housing is going to get addressed at all. And what I think the impetus of going in is really to grab the volatility money that's supposed to flow into our pensions and pay it down. There's about $700 million. And I think the Democrats want to put that into an account for their own rainy day funds to fund programs, you know, that may or may not be cut at the federal level. So, stay tuned for that. I'm not sure the governor really wants to see that money go in that direction. I always think if you're paying down pensions, you could try to reduce your ADAC payment, which leads to tax relief for the taxpayers. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Vince, thanks for coming on short notice. We appreciate the insight and the time.
Anytime. Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.